Did you know the best way to support Thanks for the Rewind show is to go to our Amazon store, which is going to be located in the description of this episode. Baby, did you know this? If they click on the link for the next 24 hours, whatever they shop for on Amazon, it could be Zevia, sugar-free soda made with a natural sweetener that won't kill your liver. Zevia, keep you in ketosis. Use our Amazon link. Whatever you need. You need underwear? Use our Amazon link.
But what happens? You said within 24 hours, what?
Once you click it, you got to use it within 24 hours from that time when you clicked it. So then we get commission, a little bit of kickback for us. Meghan Markle.
I'm talking about Kate Middleton.
But I thought she was the one that was half black.
Wait. Harry, because there's two brothers.
Rewind the tapes. You never said the name. Who the fuck's Kate Middleton?
Harry's older brother, William.
Holy shit. I thought they were the same person, baby.
Wait, what? Hello, welcome back to a brand new episode of TFTR. I am your host, Lizzie Correa, and this is your other host, Freddie Correa.
What it do, baby boo?
What it do, baby boo? We have a story for you. A story that has been circulating around the online interwebs.
I'm excited about this because I'm coming in blind, baby.
You don't know nothing.
Blam, baby.
That's how I like it.
All I know is this. Can I tell you what I know?
Yes.
I saw a headline. And then I was like, I'm not going to pay a lot of attention. Then I come home and you're like, hey, guess what I want to talk about on the podcast? I'm like, perfect. I didn't look into it. I'm not even going to say what it was. Go for it.
Yeah. So in the world of the British royalty.
The British.
The British royalty. Would you like
some water?
Now, let it be known that I am not a full, like, fanatic about the royal family, meaning I don't know everything going on about them in their world. No. Mm. When it hits, like, popularity story, like something big, you would say, then I guess I get into it a little bit.
Like, you don't follow Kate Middleton on social media?
No, I don't follow any of them. Mm. I'm not wondering what they're doing. I'm not checking on them. It's only when it hits,
you don't follow their podcast?
No.
On Spotify.
Wait, they have a podcast?
Yeah, exactly. No one really knew about it. It kind of, like, flopped.
Wait. Harry, because there's two brothers. Which brother? Both brothers have podcasts?
No. The one that was married to the American.
Okay, yeah, I knew he had a podcast.
Yeah, him and her.
I'm talking about Kate Middleton.
Who's Kate Middleton?
This is not, see.
Oh, shit.
Okay, see, there's two brothers.
Okay,
You're thinking about the younger brother, Harry.
All right.
And his wife. Uh-huh. The one that had the Netflix series.
Yeah, who's that?
That's, I just said who they were.
That's Kate?
No.
Who is that? What's her name? Rewind the tapes. You never said the name. How am I supposed to know?
No, you're not supposed to know because I'm talking about Kate Middleton. I'm not talking about her.
Who? Okay, but what's the name of the hairy guy?
Meghan.
Meghan Markle.
Meghan Markle.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so.
Who the fuck's Kate Middleton?
That's the old, Harry's older brother, William.
Holy shit. I thought they were the same person, baby.
Wait, what?
I swear.
Baby, you know Princess Diana had two sons.
Right.
And that's Harry and William.
Right. I thought one of them was single and he was in the army or something.
Oh my God.
All right, this is cool.
Wait.
I don't know shit. I'm serious. I don't know.
The older brother was married first to Kate for the longest time.
Yeah.
And then then Harry, the redhead guy. Mm-hmm. He eventually then got married to Meghan after, but William had the story of the wedding that, you know, the big wedding that was on TV.
Yeah.
That was first William.
I thought it was Meghan. They're wow. Entertaining. I'm telling you, I thought Meghan and Kate were the same person.
I bet if I showed you a picture of Kate, you would recognize maybe how she looks like. And you would say, probably. Oh, yeah, I remember her and William were together.
Let me look. This is Kate Middleton, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Babe. I've never seen this woman in my life.
Baby, yes, you have.
Never seen her. Never have I. This is the picture I saw on.
Okay, but you've seen her, no? She was the first woman that came into like the news, into the royal family, because she married, obviously she was dating first Prince William.
Yeah.
And then they eventually got married.
All right. Let me tell you what's going on in my head.
Oh my God.
Sorry. Let me just tell you.
I'm mind blown.
I know. Me too. I thought Harry was the older brother.
The redhead one?
Yes. So I thought Harry was the older brother. I thought he got married. He had the big wedding. I remember hearing the word Kate Middleton. But I thought she was the one that was half black and that was American, and that they ended up leaving in rebellion of the thing. And so now the younger brother, William, was... I had it all twisted, baby. And wasn't the younger one in the army?
The young one.
So that was Harry then.
That was Harry.
All right. Got that right. Boom.
Yeah.
He's in the army. So he had a podcast.
Uh-huh.
But this is where... In my head, I thought this was the other girl, too.
No, so...
I don't know.
Now that you know...
Now that I know...
I'm talking about the older brother now.
The older brother, I know
the
now.
The older brother uh-huh. and his wife. So yes. They're in the news right now.
Uh-huh.
And not for good reasons.
Because this whole time, it's been Harry. They had the documentary. They're always seeking attention. When I saw the headline, I thought it was just like them. Here we go again. They want attention.
Yeah, me too.
She talked to Oprah. Now what? See? I thought it was the same girl.
Yeah, so every move that they do, the royal family, it's scrutinized. It's in the papers. It's dissected. Mm-hmm. But lately, there has been a void, a notable void, a silence from Kate Middleton, and not just Kate Middleton, her children. Her kids, the last time that Kate and her children were seen by the public was in December. Now, what has added to the flame of this story is because the palace has tried to hide or try to change the narrative of what's going on. And they did it very badly, a horrible job. They released a photo, and that photo that you were referencing, that photo was dissected, and it came to be that it was a fake photo, that it was photoshopped. A lot of questions are coming up.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird because Kate usually is known for being in the public. The absence of such a prominent figure, known for her grace, her poise, it has stirred speculation. Where is she? You know, what could be the reason of her prolonged absence? Mm. Let's get the timeline of when she was first in the public and then from now, like when she supposedly is missing, because okay. that gives a little context to it. So okay. I did a little bit of research and I put it all together from this video.
Uh-huh.
But according to resources, this goes back to September 12th. Kate Middleton apparently has some health issues. On September 12th, first she reveals that she has an injury from playing trampoline with her kids. So she's seen with a rubber band, or what it maybe looks like is a bandage around two fingers. And then on December, 2 months later, she announces a family trip that she's going to Italy with her family. We know that she had a procedure done in January. They say it's an abdominal procedure. Why would you announce that you're going on a family trip, a big trip to Italy, when you know you have something scheduled early in 2024? So already there, people were raising flags, or it was causing people to wonder, like, that's interesting.
Mm.
So you're going on a trip early 2024, but yet you're also having a very important surgery.
Like setting up.
Christmas comes. That's the last known public sighting of Kate and the three kids. Was December 25th.
December 25th.
Christmas wow. time. The 28th, there is a video and there's an ambulance and police car leaving the last place where the family was spending Christmas.
Mm.
And they never reported or said anything about it. Till this day, nobody knows, hey, why was an ambulance and a police car leaving the place where the royal family, Kate,
mm-hmm.
William, the kids, they were at? They never said anything about it. So that was the 28th. Now,
the 28th of December.
Yeah. 28th of December, okay. A few days after Christmas.
Right.
Now, a few days, now we're in January 2024. Kate is now admitted to a London private hospital, and she undergoes a planned abdominal surgery. And then they release it when it was successful. Mm-hmm. They did not announce why she needed the surgery and said all the events. And then they said that all her events were canceled until Easter. On the 24th of January, the UK papers report that Kate Middleton's surgery came to a surprise to the friends and family of the royal. So they're trying to imply that nobody knew in Kate Middleton's circle that this surgery was happening.
Yeah, people are private sometimes. Okay.
True. 2 days later, King Charles visits Kate in the hospital.
Hashtag Norm MacDonald. All right, keep going.
What?
No one knew about Norm MacDonald.
Oh, when he passed away, he had a cancer or he had something very serious and nobody knew.
Yeah.
People
are private sometimes.
That's true. So I like your point there. So no one needs to know your business.
Right.
Okay. On the 28th of January, a Spanish journalist claims that Kate is in an induced coma after surgery. How did the Spanish journalist, is my question, how did she even get the story? I don't know. But this is from this video
que that I got together. Que estamos reportando desde España que la princesa Kate Middleton está internada en el hospital por un problema abdominal. Wow.
Exactamente.
Hey, we should start a podcast in Spanish.
Ooh, are you promoting a future podcast?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's on the to-do list.
Yes.
Por favor, continúa.
So, ¿dónde estamos? Estamos en... Oh, el Spanish journalist. Okay, on the 29th, the day after... The palace, knowing that this journalist is spreading this news, the day after says that Kate was discharged to continue recovery at home. At this point, she has not been seen in 35 days. No photos have been seen of her exiting the hospital, by the way.
Oh.
But it's very ironic that the day after the Spanish journalist breaks this story, that the palace tries to keep it low and tries to change the narrative, right? Could be coincidence. I don't know. But that's the timeline here.
Right.
Okay, now we're in February. February 1st, the palace slams the claim about the coma story, saying that it was made up, which they say is weird because they rarely comment on rumors.
Yeah.
So why did they comment on this rumor story? A note to consider. So on... February 5th, two important things happen. King Charles announces that he has cancer. He doesn't announce what it is or how bad. And on that same day, the UK magazine says that Kate would take 9 months to recover instead. Now, on the 20th of February, Prince William posts something about the conflict in the Middle East, but doesn't mention Kate at all. And a detail that someone picked up was, I guess the royal family signs their signature with a stamp.
Mm-hmm.
And he used a stamp. It was a solo monogram, which he only used before he was married.
Oh.
So they thought that was interesting. 8 days later, the hashtag, where is Kate Middleton, starts.
People start noticing.
Mm-hmm. So now... let's get into this photo, because the photo is where this tickles my, like, gives me goosebumps. I did not know, because they mentioned Mother's Day in the UK was in March. What? They celebrate Mother's Day in March. And I asked myself, why? Because I'm like, wait, are they talking about a story that was last year? Because obviously here in the United States, we celebrate Mother's Day in May.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when I typed in, does London celebrate Mother's Day? Or when do they celebrate it? And they say, yeah, they celebrated it in March, because it comes from Christian background, saying that they celebrate on the fourth Sunday in Lent. Lent is the 40-day Christian fasting period that leads up to Easter. Mm-hmm. And it's always exactly 3 weeks before Easter that they celebrate Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, on March 4th, there's a photo of Kate and her mom in a car. And the photos, they zoomed into her face. And Kate's face looks weird. And I think on the tire of the photo as well, it was Photoshop, because they added another tire, or the tire of the car looks way off. It looks like someone manipulated the photo. So they're like, okay, first indication of a first manipulated photo. And then now we go to Mother's Day. Right. That's the first photo of March 4th that they zoomed in. That's her before, or they've caught her zoomed in after. And this is on March 4th that they caught her. She said her jaw looks different.
She has a little mole right here. I don't see, I don't know her. Obviously, I don't know her face.
Yeah, I'm like, where's the mole?
Yeah. Okay. This looks like, so this is the decoy, the one with this one right here on the bottom right?
They're saying that this is Kate Middleton with her mom, because that's really her mom, they say.
Okay, but the one on the bottom left of the screen is not.
They're both her.
Oh, they're both her.
They're saying that there's a difference in her face.
Oh, there's a difference. Okay, I was thinking you're going with the clone, like it might be a clone.
Oh, no. They're just saying, why does her face look different?
You never even said that. I just thought, like...
And maybe it is. Maybe that's what people have been speculating, too, because they say, why... There's a lot of differences. Nothing's adding up. There's edited things. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's, I haven't seen that. Maybe it's not her, but that only that her jaw is, looks off.
And I don't mean like a literal clone, like who cloned that Tyrone type of clone. I mean like a decoy, like a lookalike. For example, when Saddam Hussein was on the run and he was losing the war against the United States, he would have decoys like fake Saddam Hussein's come out and record like propaganda videos that he was alive, and it was clearly not him. It was like a fatter version of him with a fatter like Mario Brothers mustache and Luigi and he was coming out waving to people, and like on the news we kept seeing, oh yeah, Iraq just got their ass kicked in Baghdad or whatever, and there he is all, but it was a fat dude. It wasn't even him. They eventually found Saddam hiding somewhere. I think they found him in a hole, hiding in like some kind of foxhole or something.
I think that's what people are, in other words, speculating, that maybe what you just pointed earlier, that it's not her.
It might be like a stand-in, somebody that looks alike.
Yeah, like that is her mom.
Yeah.
But her jaw looks off, so that's not her. And you mentioned the mole. You're right. I don't see the mole.
Well, kind of like Tiffany Gomez, right? Maybe it's a stand-in like Tiffany Gomez. Who knows? Wow. Okay. So play it right here, baby.
Right there. This is the picture that was released for Mother's Day. Mother's Day on March 10th.
Okay. Because this is the one I saw on the New York Post.
Yeah.
6 days later, on March 10, the royal account posted this picture, and oh boy. The caption read, "Thank you for your kind wishes and continued support over the last 2 months." And signing off with a cheerful C for Catherine. Surely that's going to keep everybody happy and leave questions.
But she spells it with a K.
Health answered, right? Wrong. Almost instantly.
Notice the detail here.
Edited.
People are on the internet. Man, they're so good, right? They notice every little detail. Sometimes the details that you don't even notice.
Yeah.
So people notice, this is off. Part of her sweater
pixelated.
Is missing.
Yeah, it's pixelated right here. That was definitely Photoshop. There's Photoshop going on right here, huh?
So that's the first edit that they noticed. So let's see another edit that they caught.
What do they call those people? Snopes?
Sleuths.
Sleuths.
And the major photo agencies who released these photos noticed that, and just hours later issued what's called a kill notice, because the source appeared to have been modified. The royal PR team went into overdrive, and then this tweet was posted by the social media account attributed to Kate. In a statement, Kate allegedly says, "Like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion that the family photograph we shared yesterday caused."
Liar! That's not her. This is not her speaking. This is not her speaking. I have a feeling in my gut.
This is her Twitter?
No, supposedly? This is whoever manages her PR.
Okay. But this is her Twitter, though. Her Twitter handle.
Yes, this is from their joint account.
Oh, okay. From the Kensington's Royals.
Because that was
on behalf of the royal family. We would like to let you know that many amateur photographers.
But it's from Kate because it says C.
Oh.
So this is a page that both comes out from the voice of William and her. just because last time she posted the picture of her and her kids
right.
on the same account. So she's trying to supposedly fix the narrative, like, oh, my bad, guys.
Right. It's like us if we were trying to say, hey, on behalf of the Correas on TFTR show.
Yeah, yeah. So I believe that somebody is manipulating the situation, especially because of the edits that you see. I don't believe this message came from her. I believe somebody in the royal family edited the photos without her consent. They did the mistake. And now they're trying to say, oh, man, now I have to kind of correct my error. And so they made this post on her behalf. Okay, right here. This is crazy. Of her Vogue magazine cover
from 2016. Same exact face, man.
It looks from that like picture. If you pull up a side by side,
yeah,
it looks eerily similar.
I mean, it looks like they laid it over it.
Yeah,
you don't even have to pull up side by side. They're literally just taking off the other extra stuff. From 2016. Mm-hmm. And right here, all they have to do is put someone's hair, Photoshop the face out,
yeah,
and just put the hair over it. Hold on, let's see that one more time. Reworking of her Vogue magazine cover from 2016. Amazing.
Yeah.
So okay, so what is happening then? You gave me the timeline and I'm like, now I could jump to conclusions.
So there's questions. Why, where's the kids, and where we haven't seen them in so long?
The kids, yeah.
Why release a photo that was clearly edited? And the palace is struggling to control a narrative. They already were questioning things. By this mess up that they did, whether it was good or bad, mm-hmm. it made it worse.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
So
it just added gasoline to the flame.
My concern is if she really is sick, if we go back to, okay, let's believe the palace for a second.
Mm-hmm.
If she is sick, where is she?
Yep.
And where I know everyone deserved like you said, when they're going through health stuff, you are truly deserved your privacy. But how they're handling it, it just doesn't seem like it's a really health situation. I feel like there's more to it, and they are not telling us everything.
What I feel is like, why lie about something? If you, we'll respect your privacy. Just be quiet about it.
Mm-hmm.
But why try to pretend that everything's cool if it's probably not? Like, it looks like they're going extra hard to cover up something. Do you think it's something, like, tragic? Maybe she lost her life? Do you think it could be that extreme?
There's speculation that she passed away, and they don't know how to release it yet to the public.
Or she ran away?
Oh, yeah, because the kids are gone. Maybe she ran away.
She had enough of Charlie. Wait.
William.
Yeah. Willie.
We'll do it live.
Please, everybody that supports us, another way you can support us is leave us some comments. So shout out to all the homies that have left those comments in the past. Here's one thing real quick. Shout out to Crazy Mike. He left a really interesting story that we're going to talk about in a future episode about losing friendships, like morbid, you know, like I've lost friends that have passed on in recent times, and we all do. And it's something I think that it's important to talk about. And he left a really crazy Mike story, and I can't wait to talk about it. So we have Hacks always there. Thanks to Hacks, it's helped with my GERD. He left a comment one time telling me I should do a pickle juice. This is what's awesome about our listeners. There are doctors. Hacks is like my doctor. He doesn't even know it. That's my doctor right there. Matt Homeyer, Alex Hunt. He left a really interesting comment recently about him being inspired not to drink for that day because we were talking about being sober, and it helped him a lot. So he was grateful and he left a comment. So anything you think of, anything that's on your mind, if it's negative, do negative, whatever it is. Put whatever's on your mind. If you want to be cool and not be a douche, be nice and leave us a nice comment.
Yeah, and if you are like me and are an overthinker or don't know what to post, leave us an alien emoji for me.
I love that. Just a little alien just emoji. Just
an alien emoji. I'm going to leave one too. I love that. If anyone else doesn't know what to say, just put that on there. A story I read is there's marital problems.
Oh.
Cheating scandal.
Here we go.
I don't know what her name is, but there is a lady in the mix that had known them for a minute, the couple. And that is what's speculating.
Yeah.
Marital problems.
And people disappear sometimes just to get away, and that's the only way out. A few years ago here in Vegas, there was a story of a missing woman, and of everybody was looking for her. I saw it on the news. And about a week later, she appears. The woman has been found, you know? Everybody's happy, but then it's like, oh, wait, so what happened? How did you end up disappearing? She claimed that some black dude showed up to her house and kidnapped her. And they took her away, and she was stranded. They found her going to, like, Mesquite, Nevada, north of Vegas, on the freeway, hitchhiking. They, like, dropped her off, supposedly. Mm-hmm. So she claimed she was kidnapped. As the story starts unraveling, babe, this lady was having an affair with, like, her pastor. And the pastor and her, I guess, wanted to leave and whatever. And all of a sudden, she had enough. She left her husband. It was a twisted story. And it might be a little bit different. It's from my memory, but it was a lie the whole time.
Wow.
And she was missing.
Like Gone Girl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like Gone Girl, exactly.
So will Kate come back saying that it was something she needed a break from, or is it really a health situation that's going on? Either way, I feel like we need to send Kate good vibes, send good healing energy her way. I just feel like something bad is going on, whether it be health or marital problems. She's not happy. Either way, it's not a good situation to be in.
It doesn't make sense why lie, though. So just to kind of think of the logical also, like, why would they go through all this to lie about something, though, at the same time?
Like, why cover up, if it is regarding her health?
Yeah.
Why cover up the health? Because maybe it's almost like a diagnosis with cancer, like the king did. Like, he had a diagnosis, but they don't want to announce that yet because they're taking their time with the news.
Yeah, because one could think, man, they know everything about the royals. They know about the fucking uncle that was at Epstein Island. I think Prince Andrew.
And that's why I think they're having a hard time controlling the narrative, because like you said, usually everyone knows everything about them.
Yeah, makes sense.
And they usually have a good connection with the paparazzi, and now the paparazzi is out of the loop in this case, and now they're venting all these stories. I go back to why is there no photos of her leaving the hospital?
Yeah.
If she really was there.
Well, how active were they in the first place of how people know where their whereabouts are?
They apparently, from the research I've done, Kate is really known for being in the public.
Oh, okay. So
and
she's
sharing
there.
And being active and doing all these activities. Yeah. She's in the mix.
What are the American royals saying about it? I call them the American royals.
Harry
and Margot. You know, we go way back.
I don't know.
I wonder what they think, because you would think that they would be concerned, and they're always very vocal on social media. I mean, they were very vocal when Rogan refused to take the vaccine. They got pretty upset, and they went after Rogan.
They are in the loop, because I know Harry, when his dad, Prince Charles, announced that he had cancer, he went to go visit him. It was a day-in, day-out visit. He was only there for 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure if he knows about his dad having cancer and they don't have the best relationship, he's going to know that his sister-in-law, something's going on.
Yeah. Genuinely worried, Meghan Markle has reached out to Kate Middleton through back channel source.
Wow. Wow. With rumors about the Princess of Wales well-being spiraling out of control amid the uproar over her Photoshop debacle, Meghan Markle is attempting to offer her estranged sister-in-law support, one insider says. Wow, that's nice of Kate to reach out.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, for Meghan to reach out, even though they're estranged.
Same person, boom.
So you thought they were the same person.
They got the same nose. It's like a same pudgy nose. Like a, They have the nostril, same nostril going on.
Wow. So they haven't spoke since it looks like Meghan and her husband, Prince Harry, haven't been on speaking terms with Kate and her spouse, Prince William, since they moved to California in 2020.
Oh.
Dang. So 4 years almost of not speaking.
I kind of remember now. It's coming back to me. The documentary we saw. They kind of stopped. They kind of excommunicated them, huh?
Yeah, because they decided, hey, we're going to leave.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're like, okay, well.
Man.
Bye.
The royals have drama, man.
The royals have drama.
Damn.
So you think sometimes you're like, man, I have personal drama in my life with my family and friends.
Yeah.
Hey, if the royals have drama.
Yeah. Remember that lady that was like banging her son and people were talking smack on Facebook? Like, you know, those kind of people that always put their drama on Facebook. And we always like judge them. Like, damn, these are the people that are making decisions. You know, they could override, I think, the prime minister to a certain extent. And the prime minister has power with legislation. I don't know how their politics work, but they're very powerful, right? Influential, and they got all this. And plus, their hands are in the cookie jar. This is why. Because they're so involved with the media and controlling the narrative that it backfires. So when they're trying to grab too many cookies out of the jar, boom, boom, they're stuck. Gotta let go, bitch.
Gotta let go. And Meghan Markle has let go. Because for her to reach out to her sister, she has to let go of a lot of ego.
True that.
A lot of bitterness. A lot of stuff that has been said. Wow, that just shows you forgiveness.
Yeah, yeah. So she's, even Markle, she's acknowledging that she's missing then. Or like something's going on.
Yeah, like where are you? The palace is going to say, well, we told you she's going to be out until Easter.
Mm-hmm.
So Easter is coming up, guys. So we should be seeing Kate Middleton soon. But there was that post that said she's going to take longer to recover.
They're going to say, no, Easter is in September. We do everything different. Wow.
What are your thoughts? Like, as far as what do you think is really going on?
I'm getting Gone Girl vibes, babe. Like, she dipped. Because I don't know anything about this lady, but why would anybody ever want to like pretend that they're okay when they're not? I would just stay quiet. I mean, me personally, if I'm sick or something, I would just be quiet or be open about it. Like there's people that are open about their sickness and stuff that they go through. That's fine too. But to lie about it, that's kind of weird. I never get that. Like people that lie for what's the motive behind that?
Yeah. And in your opinion, the post that she sent about Mother's Day,
mm-hmm.
Do you think she was really like pretending? I mean, do you think she was messing around with Photoshop and she really messed it up?
She was saying that she was the one that messed it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's an honest mistake. That could be an honest mistake. But the part that really like the payoff was using that same face as the magazine. I get facial recognition. I get how it works. But usually you see a little trans, what do you call it? Like we fuck around with Canva. We do a lot of photo editing when we're working with thumbnails. So we know about doing different layers of faces, right? And when you're putting someone's face, if it's not the same exact photo, exact same angles, when you blend it back in, you're going to see and notice a little shift. There was no shift with her,
mm-hmm.
You know? So that looks like it was the same exact photo, if you ask me. Like, it was Photoshopped.
I think something's up. Either she ran away and she maybe caught him cheating and she left with the kids.
Yeah.
Because also, why haven't the kids been seen, too?
Mm-hmm.
That's what gets me, like, where are they? Well, they're with her, but they're not sick either.
Yeah.
So they should have been photographed as well. So that adds to my conspiracy that she left.
What's the son saying? What's the husband saying? Has he said anything?
The last thing that he said, yeah, he's been saying that she's okay, that she's recovering.
It's all rubbish. Everything's okay.
On the 20th, when he put that post about the Middle East, I mean, he didn't mention her there. I say that, you know, people could release what they want to release as far as information. Just because you're a royal doesn't mean that you have to tell me your business and everything going on in your life. I understand. Yeah. But the public and not everyone is going to feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to demand that they want to know what's going on in your life when you're at that caliber, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So because you're in that caliber, you kind of have to give in to what the people want, or if you don't, then you just have to pay with the price of what people are going to be saying coming up. For example, hashtag, where is Kate Middleton?
Hashtag, where is Kate Middleton? Yeah.
And we'll find out hopefully soon, because like I said, Easter is around the corner.
I went to his page, and this is Prince William of Wales. Look at this. So this was posted when, baby? Does it show? 2 days ago, right?
Yeah, 2 days ago.
So this is the most recent post. Where's the one? Anything about what's her face? Is it this one? See why? What? Why is it blocked?
Oh, yeah.
Shit. They put a fucking block on his ass. Look at that.
They did.
What does that say, babe? The same altered... the same altered photo... I just did a slow one. Altered photo was reviewed by independent fact checkers in another post. See why?
So that means...
What does it say, baby?
The same altered photo was reviewed in another post by fact checkers. There may be small differences. Independent fact checkers say the photo or image has been edited in a way that could mislead people.
Whoa.
So Instagram called him out.
Yeah. Too many people probably complain about it or whatever. It's like when they fact check Trump all the time. I am the one president that's been voted more than everybody in the world.
Wow.
I should be the prime minister of England. I would be great. Was that a good
Trump?
Yeah, that's like I'm doing an impression of Shane Gillis.
Impression. Doing Trump.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So yeah, that's crazy how they put a fat checker on his ass.
Where
Boom.
Is Kate?
Well, babe, I don't know where Meghan Markle is.
It's not Meghan Markle's Kate Middleton.
But I don't know where she is either. Okay. I don't know where any of them are. Okay, but I do know one thing. I know where they could click for another episode, another video. They could click it right here. All right here. Thank you for joining us.
Bye.